And now it's time for the show you waited for painfully all week long. It's time for Out and About with Elaine LaRoche, where you find out all of the exciting fun things to do all week long. And now, without further ado, here's Elaine.
Oh my goodness. Well, good morning, Mike. How are you doing today?
Oh, not bad. How are you today, Elaine?
It's going to be a fantastic day to go to the farmer's market today, starting at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And hopefully Heather will call in today to find out what new vendors are going to be there today. I did go up last week and had so much fun up over there. I mean, the smell of Nettie's popcorn and
the brew of coffee. Did they have already cooked barbecue spare ribs waiting for you?
Well, let me tell you something. When she mentioned barbecue ribs, it got my attention. And yes, I did see that big truck with a big, big, huge smoker. And yes, I did. I purchased.
For breakfast?
No, for dinner. I had half a rack of baby back ribs, and I did buy their homemade baked beans, and they were phenomenal. They were really
phenomenal.
Really good. All right, stop digressing. We have a busy show today. We have lots to talk about today. We have a lot of things going on in the area.
I see your desk is full of stuff.
Oh, we're going into many different countries and many different things that are happening with Out and About Show. Our show is called Out and About with Elaine. Our phone number here is 508-222-1320. At 7:35 today, Jim Corbin will give us a fantastic weather update, I am sure. He'll be calling in, and it's just going to be a really wonderful show. But I have some fantastic news to tell you all. I was house hunting since February, and I was able to find something and put an offer in. And through negotiations and everything, I just signed a purchase and sales agreement.
Yay!
So hopefully I'll be in by the end of October, the first week of November, if things go well. And I'll be moving to Warwick, Rhode Island.
Warwick.
I'll be back in Rhode Island. Oh, my God.
Not too far from me and Sioux country.
That's right, yes. So I'll just have to get up a little bit earlier to come in. I was thinking about that.
We could carpool.
Good Lord. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's all good, and it's just a really modest little house, and but I'm very happy that I'm able to do that. So, yeah, so lots to look forward to. Just to give you guys a heads up, next week I'll be going away. I'll be gone for the weekend, but Labor Day weekend, oh my God, please tune in because it's going to be one of our better shows, our best show ever, and it's entitled Work for a Jerk. So if you've worked for a jerk, you can call in on Saturday. Mike is laughing hysterically here, but seriously, yes, and you know I'm going to have some clips from Office Space, that famous movie.
That was a good movie.
And yes, I do have a red stapler too in tribute to Office Space.
You do?
I certainly do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know they sell those. I just want my red stapler. That's all I want.
Yes.
It's just the red stapler. Could you please let me have it back, please?
That's right. And that's going to happen on Labor Day weekend, so you want to stay tuned for that. But in our community, we have a ton of things. But before I get into that, I invite you to call in and say good morning to us at 508-222-1320. It looks like a really nice day, and it's the first time last night I actually had to put on like the sheets and the blankets and everything. It got a little bit cooler. So I'm interested in finding out with Jim Corbin, you know, is this going to be a trend? Did we finally break that heat wave? I remember last week I was telling everybody, oh, make sure you hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Well, I got sick last Saturday because I did not follow my own advice. I went to like 7 homes. When you're shopping around for a house, it's always good to, you know, get a listing and go do a drive-by and see if it's something that you want in the neighborhood that you want and everything. And it was very humid. It was 100, it felt like 103, I believe it, they said. And I didn't bring a bottle of water, and I got up and out. And the last house I went to was an open house, and the heat was like a huge blanket of heavy air. And I got totally sick. I went home, and I was nauseous and crampy, and the whole Saturday night I was just really wiped out, really bad. I've never felt that. And I know what to do, get Gatorade so your electric balance would come back. But I tell you, I was just too sick. And And my son was away, so I couldn't call him to come over and drop off a bottle or two. So, yeah. But anyway, I digress. But I'm fine now, and real excited now to look forward to something really spectacular. So I can't wait. It's going to be really a lot of fun. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get to some of the things that we're going to talk about today, especially like the farmer's market. You know, it's going to be here at O'Connell Field from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I always love coming in on a Saturday morning because Heather and her husband must be putting up signage like around, it's got to be like around 6 a.m., I swear to God, because I swing by Capron Park Zoo on my way and the signage is already there. It's like unbelievable, unbelievable. But if you have a chance to get out and about today, if it's the one stop that you are thinking about doing, go check out the farmer's market. It's going to be a fantastic morning. And everything is in season, from corn and green beans and onions, fresh onions and beets and cabbage and
tomatoes.
Oh, especially tomatoes and corn. It's just really fantastic. Yes, it's just really a great time to get out and about and support our local vendors and also to the farmers, our local farmers. As they always say, buy fresh, buy local. And you can't find anything more fresher than the Attleboro Farmers Market. And that's today from 9 a.m. to 1. And we have...
Speaking of farmers market...
We have our friend Heather.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, good morning.
Honestly, I don't have to call in. You do a great job all pumping it up all by yourself.
Well, listen, I love this time of year. I do, because you bring the best vendors to our Attleboro community. So what do you got going on this week?
So today, actually, of course, we have, as you guys were saying, all the best fruits and vegetables. We have apples. We have Paula Reds coming in, a couple different varieties of the early apple variety. They're here. We have Manny Mello. He made, my son actually works for him. You know, that's one of the perks of being the market manager's son. You find summer employment, picking veggies and things like that. So he harvested all different kinds of hot peppers this week. So if you're someone who really likes hot peppers, go see Manny Mello. We also have this sturdy, and my apologies, it escapes me. The Sturdy Radio Group will be with us today. So we'll actually have like live radio broadcasts. They can speak to individuals all across the world via radio. So they're going to be with us today, too. And the CERT team will be there. So if you need to learn, they're there to kind of help people understand emergency preparedness. It's hurricane season's coming, so it's good to have them there. And, you know, they like to share information with people to make sure that, you know, in the event that we have a storm coming, I mean, nobody will forget a few years ago when we didn't have power for 2 weeks in the city of Attleboro. So it's a good thing to have that and, you know how to, you know, you can't prevent the power outage, but how to make it through okay. So they're there with us today. We have our food trucks. We have Pickled Willies. We have Red's Catering. They're brand new. They're out of Providence. The most amazing sandwiches I've ever had in my entire life. They had a shitty an egg breakfast sandwich last week, and they have a steak and cheese breakfast sandwich. And my friend Jeff and I both got one, went to bite into it, and literally the yolks exploded, and the two of us were covered in yolk. It was hysterical. We have a picture of that on our Facebook page. Honestly, we didn't care, and it was big because it was just that good. And they're a farm-to-table food truck, so everything is locally sourced. All of their meats, eggs, cheese, everything comes from local farms. So we really enjoy them. And they've traveled the country cooking. So their stuff is really good. Bones Brothers Barbecue will not be there this week. They're a big draw for Farmer's Market. But he's alligator hunting this weekend. So you got to let a guy do what a guy has to do. we have a new vendor. Her name is Linda. And she sells peanut butter. But it's not just your average peanut butter. It is... you know, infused, like it has flaxseed, it has all sorts, she has three different flavors, she has chocolate, she has kale, and then another kind, I tried all three of them this week, but they're like super power foods, so if you like to make smoothies or things like that, this is that extra bit of protein and goodness that you can pop into one of your smoothies. She was busy like crazy yesterday, last Saturday, people loved her, so that was wonderful. And I do know that Lynn Porto, who is Red Harvest, she called me up this week and said, hey, swing by. I want you to try something because she likes to do things in her test kitchen. And she made these zucchini fritters. I've never had one so good in my entire life. It has a little tiny bit of heat to it. Corn inside there, carrots, zucchini, all sorts of veggies. Unbelievable. So I can't even wait to go. That's what I'm having for breakfast this week. I know the yolk won't explode on me, so I don't have to go home in the middle of market to change my stuff.
Your husband said that last week, because I was looking for you when I dropped off the tickets for the aquarium, and I said, where's Heather? And he said, oh, she had to go home and change your shirt. And I looked at him, and I didn't say anything more. I said, oh, okay, so now okay. I know what happened.
Yes. You know, it gets messy over at farmers market sometimes, so.
In a good way.
When you're shoving food in your face. So, you know, we have our regular vendors. We have, you know, La Cantina Winery. They do a beautiful job. He's an award-winning wine guy. He's just a really fun person to talk to. And Ugly Dog Books will be with us today, too.
Oh, what is that?
So there's a local, our local bookstore right over on Union Street. But they bring... They bring all sorts of books. They're a dollar, and people love it. Lots of young readers, you know, little baby books, all sorts of stuff. So kids can come, and they get to pick one of those and go have a delve, and they sit underneath the tree, and they read their books. It's really lovely.
Wow, that's fantastic. I've seen the books in crates and everything, and people were going through them, and the kids were up there looking through them. I thought it was through our local library. I didn't know
it's
that they
not.
Were actually a bookstore.
Yeah. Yep. I actually had a brief discussion with Joan Pilkington Smith. The Big Read will be at the farmers market at the end of September. So,
oh, good.
We've had a great partnership with them for the last, well, this will be our sixth year. So we always look forward to them coming. We have some great events coming up, so stay tuned. Next week's a Touch a Truck event.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll have a tractor, a fire truck, and a school bus. So it's our kind of like a back-to-school event.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a little one at home heading off to school and they've never been on a bus before, my friend Judy, she's bringing over her big bus 16, and kids can get on it and take a look at it and, you know, get a little more accustomed to it before the very first day of school.
Well, that's a great idea, because I know my little granddaughter Hazel, she's 5, she's going into kindergarten, and she's going to be riding the bus this year for the first time. Well, that's a great idea. I'll tell my son that.
Please. Yeah, and Judy, she's a veteran bus driver. She's been driving a bus for more than 30 years. She's actually my neighbor. She's a really, really good friend of mine. She actually got me into bus driving, because that's what I do for my regular day job.
Nice.
And yeah, so it's a lot of fun, and you know, the kids love it, and everyone is so generous. But one of my farmer friends is bringing his tractor down for us, and of course the Avro Fire Department will be there with their fire truck.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of fun, a lot of different things, and a great day. Again, you've got sunshine.
We've had this conversation before. It doesn't rain on goodness.
That's right.
It just doesn't.
That's
it
right.
It stops it. It might rain up until we ring the bell. But then it dries up, and it starts raining a minute after we have closing bell.
Right.
But not during those 4 hours. So we're really lucky. It's good.
That's great. Yeah, you've got so many great people, the vendors, and everybody, they're explaining, like, their crops. Oh, I did take your advice. I did go to the Wheaton Kids, you know, the Wheaton College.
Oh, yeah.
The gardeners there, and I did buy
their
hydroponic tomatoes.
Oh,
and and I talked to them about their raised bed gardens, and you're right, they will come out and they will they'll be gladly to dig up a plot, a little piece of land, a little piece of heaven, and set up everything for you there. So
Isn't that terrific? Those kids are great. Unfortunately, I think next week will be their last week with us, because classes resume. So they won't have time for us anymore on Saturday morning.
Right.
What college kid wants to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and go to a farmer's market? I mean,
I don't know
many.
Any of them, right? Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll see you again today, because after the show,
good.
I always run out and get breakfast, and then I run over to the farmer's market, and then I start my day. So I will see you a little bit later.
All right. I'm going to wear a bib today, so I won't have to go home with a wardrobe malfunction. So
thank you so much for calling in, and you take care. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in a little bit. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Bye, Heather. Take care. Oh, my goodness. She is just so awesome, her and her family. Oh, my God. Farmers Market today, 9 a.m. to 1 at O'Connell Field. Make sure you go and check it out. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take our first break, and we will be right back after these messages. Thank you.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
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 I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
The 17th annual Rhode Island Dragon Boat Races and Taiwan Day Festival will be held on Saturday, September 3rd from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Festival Pier in Pawtucket. This action-packed event consists of Taiwan-style dragon boat races for professional and amateur teams, along with many cultural and artistic events, and the always popular Chinese dumpling eating contest and watermelon eating contest. Join the thousands who attend each year for great competition, fun and excitement, and to learn a little bit more about Chinese culture. Parking and shuttles will be available at Blackstone Valley Visitor Center, 175 Main Street, Pawtucket.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. We have a lot going on today, and I wanted to direct your attention to the Attleboro High School Music Department Summer Car Wash. This is going to be a fantastic opportunity to get your car cleaned and also to help raise money for the upcoming UMass Band Day field trip. And so we'd like you to stop by the Papagino's location at 103 Pleasant Street on it's 123. It's in the same parking lot. It's in the lot of Dollar Tree. It's across the street from the Social Security office, that Papagino's right there. So they're having a car wash starting at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So stop by and make a donation and support your local band, Attleboro High School Band. They need you today, so make sure you check it out. Also on August 23rd from 5:30 to 8 o'clock at the North Attleboro Elks, Pizza Palooza is back. You can get pizza for four for only $15. And it's just really a great, fun way. They have great food, fun, and games for the whole family. So we want you to check that out. Make sure that you get out and about and do that. Also, to remind you, tonight it's going to be, a great night. And we'll have to find out from Jim Corbin in the next half hour. But it's a koi fish water fire. It's a special water fire. It's a full lighting tonight. And that starts at 7:37, and that's at sunset time. That's what they're saying. So, Jim, you can confirm that with me. And they're going to be burning the Providence River just lights up with these magnificent, what do you call them?
Bonfire things?
Yeah, they're kind of like in their own little kettles, I call
them. Yeah, like a cage thing. That's where they put the lumber in it to burn it.
Yeah. I tell you,
but what I don't understand is where they're going to put the koi fish, because isn't that water kind of oceany water?
Well, it's a symbol of koi, because canoers and kayakers are going to be going with like little sticks and stuff of koi to symbolize this is their special thing. Yeah. So they're asking everybody to come on down. They also have an illuminating Japanese koi fish that are going to be mounted on each vessel, they say, like the kayakers and stuff, to go around the group and everything. So that's pretty interesting. And then they're also going to have Afro-Brazilian music and also martial arts demonstrations. And there's always a lot of different things that are going on down there. So check that out, Water Fire Tonight. As always, it's just a really unique place to go. Thousands of people go. Everybody gets, you know, everybody gets along. It's just really a fantastic opportunity to do something fun and free. It's just really a really great time. So please check it out if you can. If you're in Pawtucket, there's a couple of things. The DOT, it's an experimental music and art festival that starts today. It goes from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. And it's atop of One Park Place. It's a parking garage in downtown Pawtucket. Admission is $10, but they have all kinds of different fun activities. And they'd like you to come on down and check that out as well. And if you're into Greek food like I am and all kinds of different food, we have the Grecian Festival is back. And that's also in Pawtucket on Walcott Street. And let's see, today is Saturday, so it starts from noon to 10 p.m. and tomorrow from noon to 9 p.m. And come on down. I've been here. This is like so much. I mean, it's just, there's two of them. One is in Cranston and one is in Pawtucket. And this Greek cuisine is just really amazing. The food, the pastry, they have phyllo dough demonstrations. That's one thing that I cannot do is that phyllo dough. It's very paper thin pastry sheets. And to work with it, it's very challenging, I should say. But they have it there, and I'm sure they'll have plenty of baklava. But they have live music and dancing. I mean, it's just a really great time, especially with the girls coming out and the guys coming out in traditional Greek attire. And anything and everything Greek. So if you've seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding, it's kind of something like that, only it's live and it's right there. So check it out.
Are they going to have Windex there?
Windex there. Yeah, I think I did smell Windex the last time.
Remember they used Windex for everything?
For everything. Mosquito bites and all that good stuff. Yes, you got to have that. So anyway, you should really check it out. It is their 89th annual Greek festival. So
they're related to the festival in Cranston?
No.
Oh, all right.
Different church.
Okay.
Yeah, different church. So, yeah, that's happening today, too. And then we've got some really great special events coming up on the next weekend, the 27th. From noon to 6 p.m., the Trinity Repertory Company in Providence on Washington Street has over 20 theater and dance companies coming into Providence. It's going to be music and dancing, and it's a preview of what's coming up. They really try to get you involved in theater, and basically what you do is you can actually put on many of the costumes and have your picture taken. They have theater going on. They have young kids and actors walking through the crowd. They have like a stage where they have like little performances and things. I did this with my girlfriend Karen 2 years ago. It was a lot of fun. There's music, there's going to be food trucks, so you want to check that out. And that's happening next weekend. So yes, Mike, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I this is all good stuff. I'm taking notes.
Okay, so he is, yeah. So Washington County Fair is out and running, so I want to make sure that you go there.
I've never been. It sounds like fun.
It's in Richmond. It's on Exit 3, and how I know that is because when I came back from my Virginia trip, my family, at the last leg of the trip, we pulled off, and when you get off Exit 3 and bear to the right, there's an ice cream place like not very far off the exit, and that's where we were, and I seen a sign that said Country Fair coming. So, yeah, it's going to be, it's happening this weekend, and it's not that expensive. Tickets are only $10 for adults, and really, it's just going to be phenomenal. They have plenty of music and everything, and it opens through Sunday, and the gates open at 9 a.m.
So it's only one weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Well, it started, I believe, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah.
It must be a lot to put that on.
I would think so. But tonight, one of the headliners is John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. Ooh. They're going to be performing at 9 o'clock tonight. So, yeah, it's really big, they say. There's a lot of different things. There's fundraisers. There's agriculture. It's a real huge country fair. And also, too, they have, like, baked goods that you can buy. There's in the country stores. They invite, listen to this, they have, like, over 20 nonprofits can rent a space. And you can do fundraising there, or you can, like, if you have a product or something, you can sell it there. It's really an amazing, very strong community event.
Event.
Yeah, it really
so,
is.
So
yeah.
You can get involved with them. You can call them now for perhaps next year.
You probably could contact them. Go down there, meet the people.
Is there a farmer's market, too, that goes on over there?
Not as good as the one in Attleboro. You know it wouldn't be
I know
as
the
good.
Attleboro one's the best one.
That's right.
And I've been to a few different farmer's markets, and I'm really saying that.
No, I know.
Even including my town.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Down in East Greenwich?
Yes.
Oh. Well, listen, I just wanted to give you a heads up, too. And I'll leave this for Dave if he's coming in today. But there is a... It's a Friends Helping Friends in Need, and it's a grassroots group that just started to aid victims of cancer, and they're holding a summer fundraising event with music and food this Saturday at the North Attleboro Elks, and it says, let's see here, there will be five bands, raffles, and all-you-can-eat food section from 2 to 11 p.m. The party is open to all ages. From 2 to 6 p.m., then there's a 21-plus after 6 p.m. Tickets are only $25, and you can purchase them at Asian's Garage in North Attleboro and from any Friends Helping Friends committee member. So that's happening today, so I will definitely leave this for Dave so he can read that to you as well. And if you're a parent who have children in the Attleboro school systems, oh boy, you're going to be happy to hear this. The bus routes are going to be published on Tuesday in the Sun Chronicle. So all those young children heading back to school, the bus routes are going to be published this coming Tuesday. And I know, like the Attleboro school system, we have a new superintendent. School starts in Attleboro September 1st. And I know my son is going, yay, because Hazel and Ruby are going back to Thatcher School this year.
I thought you were
going
to say school starts this Monday.
No. So anyway, you're listening to Out and About. We're going to take a quick break, and on the flip side, we have Jim Corbin, our meteorologist, and we'll be right back after these messages.
For the longest time, whoa.
If you are experiencing an unplanned pregnancy and are unsure of what to do or where to get help, Abundant Hope Pregnancy Resource Center in Attleboro is here for you. We provide lab-quality pregnancy tests and counseling to help you plan for your future. And to those families struggling to take care of their little ones, we offer diapers, wipes, and baby food. Perhaps you are experiencing pain or grief from an abortion. We have a post-abortive healing program to help you resolve those feelings. Our services are always free and confidential. Call us at 508-455-0425.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Mansfield Public Library warmly welcomes Ken Lellon to perform in a vintage guitar concert called He Did It His Way on September 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. This concert celebrates the lives, romances, careers, and songs of Frank Sinatra, Les Brown, Duke Ellington, and other big band stars. Vintage guitarist Ken Lellon sings classic American ragtime, jazz, and swing tunes and pairs each song with a vintage acoustic guitar. This program is free and open to all ages. No registration is required.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I'm playing so much Billy Joel. Well, he was playing in concert over the week. He was here on Thursday night, and he is one of my very favorite people, and also Bruce Springsteen. And actually, Bruce Springsteen is going to be playing in New Jersey next week. And let's see, I have like 4 Swedish interns that work with us in Providence, and they are actually going to see him. And I said, I've never seen Bruce Springsteen, and you guys are going to New Jersey? I said, do you know how fantastic that is? I said, you got to bring me back a t-shirt. So I'm giving them some money to see if they can do that. And then they tell me that he's going to be playing up here in Foxborough in, I think, September. And it's like, yeah, but the tickets are too darn expensive, and now that I bought a house, I can't do that anymore. I mean, I can buy a CD, maybe on eBay, a used CD or something, but for right now, every penny's going to be put towards this new house that I'm getting. So anyway, our number here is 508-222-1320. Love to say hello. Call in. If you played the lottery, I want to wish you the best and good luck. Mass Daily number is 7256. Rhode Island Daily number is 4768. Mass Cash 1 7 10 12 35. Mega Millions 22 37 45 65 73. The Mega Ball is 13 and the Mega Plier is 5. So good luck. I hope somebody wins this someday. I hope you call me up and say, yes, I finally have hit it big. Anyway, I think we do have our Jim Corbin on the line. Is that right, sir?
No, we have Chuck Whalen.
Really? Oh, okay. Good morning.
Well, good morning there, Elaine. Chuck Whalen, how are you?
Very well, thank you. We've got a lot of things going out and about today. I hope you get a chance to get out, you know, and do some fun things.
Definitely, definitely. I'll tell you, Heather had me starving with all that food she was talking about.
I know. Isn't that amazing? I mean, the farmer's market is just really a phenomenal thing. And Heather is just so great. Her and her husband, Ed, they put on this wonderful, I know she has a committee, but they select the best vendors. I mean, it's just really phenomenal, Chuck. It really is great. And the fresh vegetables and everything, they smell so fresh. And when you're cooking with those fresh ingredients, it really does make a fantastic difference, that's for sure.
Now you're making me hungry. Anyway, wanted to say hi and quickly
thank
say thanks so much. Had a blast a couple of Saturdays ago.
Oh, thank
with
you.
You.
Thanks. Yeah, we really appreciated you coming on, and I'll have to talk to Tom, and we'll get you back here in September. I know that we have next week I will not be here, but we'll do a repeat show, but then the following week we're going to be doing Work for a Jerk show.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've ever worked for somebody that was a real jerk, call back and you can tell us that story. And
we all. Yeah.
I think it's something that we can all relate to, right, Chuck?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mike, thanks to you too. Made it a hell of a lot of fun last time when I was out with you. A real pro, pal.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that.
You earned it. Yeah, very, very good. Hey, well, I don't want to hold you up. I know you got Jim Corbin hopping on the line pretty soon.
We do, but we appreciate you calling and saying hello to us, and we hope that you'll call back again soon. And like I said, I'll contact Tom again and see if you guys can come in mid-September, late September. Would you be willing to do that again?
Oh, of course. Whatever you want, I'm glad to do it. I'm flattered. Believe me, big time.
Well, we'd love to have you back for sure.
Always a kick to be on your show. Hey, have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you so much.
And stay cool.
Thank you very much. Take good care. That's Chuck Whalen. Oh,
thanks
my
for
goodness.
Calling.
Yeah. Wow. He used to work at WARA back in the day, and he was one of the best broadcasters ever. I mean, that voice, did you hear that voice, that deep voice? That is a pro. Oh, my God. Phenomenal person, interesting man, and definitely will reach back out to Tom. Anyway, if you're into music, there are a couple of concerts that are coming up. Zach Brown Band is August 20th and 21st at Fenway. Kelly Pickler is coming to, let's see, nope, she's not, Kenny Chesney, I'm sorry, I have to wear my glasses, I swear to God, Kenny Chesney is going to be here. It's called Spread the Love Tour, and he'll be here at Gillette Stadium on August 22nd, and Steven Tyler, September 4th, 7:30 p.m., Wang Center, and last, before Jim Corbin comes on, Willie Nelson. I didn't even know he was still alive. I'm sorry, but I'm glad to hear that Willie Nelson and family are going to be here at the Blue Hills Pavilion, September 12th at 7:30. Woohoo! All right, so now we've got our fantastic weatherman coming on, and good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Elaine and Mike. Yeah, doing fine. woke up early this morning because it was just so beautiful this morning. Even though the sun is rising a little later, I'm sure everyone kind of notices that. Still, though, we enjoy a good dose of sunshine most of this summer, so it's looking good.
Wow. So we've got a great day for a farmer's market.
Yes. I think going back to last year, there might have been one day, especially in the morning when there's not as much rain as in the afternoon this time of the year, one day where I think the farmer's market has had even a couple of raindrops. Other than that, it's been just super. And of course, you were just talking with Heather about all the stuff going on. And now I think she said the apples are starting to get involved now.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that.
Yeah, the early ones, I guess. But it's really, I mean, I've been saying this, it seems forever, for outdoor activities, just amazing weather. Of course, the only negative is this dry drought condition that we're in. But again, if you can water things properly and you want to make sure, we all know, or at least most know, the water restrictions in Attleboro and surrounding towns. So you want to follow that, or you can be fined, possibly. But anyway, today we're going to be mostly sunny, temperatures getting into the middle 80s again, comfortable humidity. Now, not really refreshing, but certainly nothing like we had the last week or two, last week and the week before when we had those days. You were out last Saturday. Is that what you were saying? You had trouble?
Yes. Yeah, I got very violently sick. Oh, my God. I had heat exhaustion, they tell me.
Yeah. I remember years ago on a golf course, I had that happen probably 10, 15 years ago. And you really start to feel it. You feel almost like you're going to pass out almost in a sense.
Yeah, you do. Very faint. Yeah, I barely made it back home. So, yeah, I hear you.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you got back on track. And, again, I mentioned that because we've had some of that recently, some of those rough days to be outside. But even on a day like today, where it's going to be warm, but it's not really humid, but there is some humidity, you still always want to have some water. You're going to be doing things outside of any consequence. We're going to reach tonight, falling to the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, we will start to increase the humidity. It's going to ramp up again. However, still without heat, the real situation is the wind direction, as is almost always the case here in New England. It's not going to be southwest. It's going to be more south-southeast. So that'll mean it will increase in humidity, but it's not going to be certainly hot. In fact, tomorrow may probably be a few degrees less warm than today. I'm going for a high of 80 with increasing clouds late in the day. And our one window of opportunity, Elaine, of getting some rain is tomorrow night. Now, that would be good because it's falling at night, but it's the only opportunity of any rain of any consequence for the next week. So right now, Sunday, tomorrow, sun and clouds, rain tomorrow night. You might hear pitter-pattering on the windowsill if you're asleep, maybe even the rumble of thunder tomorrow night as we go into early Monday morning, and then increasing sunshine, lower humidity as we head through Monday afternoon. Everything still seems to be on set for a very beautiful week of weather next week, of course, after this weekend. Monday, again, a high of about upper 70s to near 80. Tuesday morning, Elaine, is going to be probably the coolest morning we've had in a while. I'm thinking at least falling down to the middle 50s. So that'll be good sleeping weather. And it'll be probably the first morning where you start to feel a hint that September is around the corner. And, of course, September is not far away. It's only, what, 11, 12 days away, right?
Right.
But mostly sunny. Tuesday, mid to upper 70s. Tuesday is probably going to be the most feeling of comfort that we'll have for the week. Then on Wednesday, still good sleeping weather Wednesday morning, probably still falling into the mid to upper 50s. We'll start warming back into the low 80s Wednesday afternoon. And then Thursday and Friday, guess what's coming back, especially Friday? Take a guess.
Not snow.
Yes.
Stop it.
I can't believe you were right.
Stop it. We're going to freak everybody out.
No, we're going to have hot, humid weather returning.
Jim, you're killing me here.
I know. Well, Thursday probably mid to upper 80s, feel like temperatures in the low 90s, and then Friday up near 90, and feel like temperatures potentially in the low to mid 90s. Not quite to the extent of what we had last week, when we had those over 100-degree temperature feel likes, but that's the issue we're dealing with. Long range, it doesn't look like we're going to have any rain until perhaps some portion of next weekend, but even that doesn't look like it's going to be anything significant. So the bottom line is, it is beautiful weather to be outside. And again, if we can time that rain tomorrow night, Sunday night, that would be a good rain because it's mostly at night when most people are indoors. Essentially, for the next week, I don't see any rain during the day. So if you have outdoor activities you want to do, maybe work around the yard, of course, there's not a lot of mowing going on, Elaine, unless you have a sprinkler. But now you can't run your sprinklers in Attleboro and other surrounding towns. So there's not a lot of grass to mow,
right,
if you have a grass or a lawn. So any other outdoor activities you want to do outside, just fantastic weather for the next week to 10 days.
Oh, that sounds so good. Almost to God. That Tuesday, oh, my God, I'm going to just get out there and just enjoy Tuesday.
Tuesday, I would say, is the pick day. If you're someone who likes hints of fall, not that it's going to feel like real fall yet, but if you like a day, if you're looking down the road, you say, you know what, day can I maybe take off and get outside and enjoy the comfortable temperatures? Tuesday, I think, next week is the day. It's going to start out in the probably middle 50s in the morning. It may not get above 75 or 76 in the afternoon. All kinds of sunshine. So that's my pick day. Maybe I'll start doing that on your show, Elaine.
The
next 5 or 6.
Tuesday. Do the pick day,
Not that the others are all bad. Certainly, they're actually real good. But I would say if I had to say the peak day of comfort, beautiful weather, Tuesday next week.
Okay, that sounds great. Hey, anything happening in the tropics here that we need to be aware
of?
Yes, we have
something. Fiona's been out there for several days. It's not going to bother anyone. Now, our good friends down in Bermuda might have to deal with it in a weakened state at some point, maybe in another week. But there's another system that we've been watching for the last few days. That could turn into a system that will affect land closer into the United States, perhaps the northern Leeward Islands, perhaps Puerto Rico. But that still wouldn't be for another 5-6 days. However, that could affect perhaps Florida, maybe if it makes the turn, the east coast of the United States. That would still be about 8, 9, 10 days away. I think I mentioned to you this last Saturday. If that was a named storm, it would be Gaston.
Gaston.
So keep Gaston in the back of your mind.
Okay.
Gaston, it's the French. Of course, they all have the
ethnic,
the American or the national names.
Mm-hmm.
They also have, of course, the Spanish names and, of course, the French, because all those islands down there are either usually Spanish or French-oriented, of course, Puerto Rico and all the others. So just keep Gaston. It's not formed yet, but it could later in the next few days. So,
okay.
But other than that, though, really, we don't have anything to worry about. And even that, I wouldn't really be losing sleep over it. So I'll tell you, let's root, and I'll end on this, Elaine, let's root for some rain tomorrow night as we're all sleeping, hearing the rain pitter-pattering on the window. And then we get to enjoy a beautiful week next week, this upcoming week, with a lot of sunshine. Tuesday, my pick day.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jim. Hey, listen, one quick question. Have you been watching the Olympics?
I have at times, not all the time, obviously,
yeah.
But what do you think of them so far?
Well, I love the gymnastics and the swimming competitions. They were really intense, really, really phenomenal. I'm not a volleyball person, so to watch volleyball or ping pong is not my interest. But, like, track and field also, like last night, I mean, it's just really amazing. The gentleman from Jamaica.
Bolt,
fastest man alive. It's just really amazing.
Setting world records. So many records have been set, it seems. Seems like as you know, players, you know, people from all countries seem to be so well, you know, what's the word, in fit, you know, they're fit.
Oh, yeah, they train all year long, they say, and they just get better and better, stronger and stronger. Yeah, it's just really phenomenal. And go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say it's just really amazing that they have so many wonderful athletes from everywhere.
Yeah, it is, and I think, the closing ceremony is tomorrow, I think?
Yeah, already, I can't believe it.
Yeah, 2 weeks, but of course it has had some controversy as well, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah.
And hopefully, where it's going to be, the Summer Olympics in 4 years? I can't remember where the next one will be.
Attleboro, Massachusetts?
With that, Mike and Elaine, I'll talk to you Well, actually, I'll talk to you in 2 weeks, Elaine, right?
Yes, I won't be on next week, but Labor Day weekend, we're going to be doing a really great show called Work for a Jerk, because it's Labor Day and laborers. We're going to pay tribute to all everybody that has to get up and do that 9-to-5 job. So
look forward to that. I'll talk to you then.
Sounds great, Jim. Have a great week. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye. So Jim Corbin's pick of the week right now is Tuesday. So I hope you have a chance to get out and about. And we are going to take our last break, and then we'll be right back after these messages.
Stay tuned.
Idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Go, Caleb!
Come on! Hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A talented team of 8 artists working in diverse mediums will exhibit their art in 8 Visions, a much-anticipated annual show at the Attleboro Arts Museum. The exhibition will be on display from August 12th to September 10th. The opening reception and an artist's talk will take place on August 12th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Gallery hours for 8 Visions are Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The opening reception, artist's talk, and exhibition are free and open to the public. For more information, visit the museum's website, attleboroartsmuseum.org.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I could not leave you in time.
Oh man, I love this song. I wish I could hear this whole thing. It's just really great. I have to get that CD. That is a really nice song.
I took the good times.
You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and our number here is 508-222-1320, and we're up against our last break, and then we're going to be out and about ourselves and having a delicious breakfast, and then going to the farmer's market today. Farmer's market, don't forget, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we hope that you will support our local vendors and our farmers. It's so important. And so I know that we're both, I have to say, Heather, if you're still listening, we're very sorry. We're very depressed that the barbecue guy isn't going to be there this week. But very nice people, husband and wife. They bring up their great recipes, and they are so fantastic. And we'll look forward to them for next week. So, Mike, if you head on out, go see the farmer's market next week. It'd be a great opportunity to get some great barbecue as well as breakfast,
ribs,
now we heard.
Ribs. Love ribs.
Oh, man, and they are very good. This smoker, I've never seen anything like it. It's huge. 10 or 12 foot, I mean, it's really, really huge. He puts it in the back of a trailer and brings it up. I guess that's what Heather was saying last week, and it is fantastic. But well worth going and checking out. And even today, you know, I mean, the maple syrup people are there too. You can get some really great maple syrup from Massachusetts and Vermont, as well as the, I call her the beekeeper because she has so many honey, different kinds of honey and soaps and lotions. And I mean, it's just really a fantastic time. And like I always say, I love to go up there because you meet your family. Like I bumped into my son the other day last week. I said, what are you doing? I didn't know you were going to be here. So he takes the girls up there from time to time. And your neighbors, you know. And even one of my coworkers goes there too. And I've yet to see her with her little boy. And Nathan, he's only like, he's a baby, so he's under one. But hopefully Kim will be up there today too. She says she goes every week. She loves Nettie's Kettle Corn. And when you go up there, there's Dell's Lemonade. There's so much food. There's so much coffee. There's such a variety. And, of course, our local farmers. And we want you to check it out and make sure that you say hi to Heather and Ed and everyone up there. And I think the historical lady is going to be there this week. If not, check her out. Find her. She gave me a really nice pamphlet of the history of Attleboro. And if you buy an ornament, I think she had a deal where there were two or three for $25, but it supports the local historical society. So you want to check that out as well. I mean, it's almost the end of summer. Can you believe it? I can't believe it.
Someone's leaving the tape on fast forward.
Well, you know what it is when you're a kid, it's like summer goes on forever. And as you get older, it seems like it's like the downhill slope and it's like, oh my God, it's like it's almost ending. But not really, because we in New England, we still have like all of September and part of October that's still going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I like that part because it's not too hot, it's not too cold.
Yes.
It's just right.
It is just right.
And then all the pretty flowers and trees.
Oh, yeah, especially the maple trees and the different oak trees. Everything changes, and it's just really great.
I don't want to say this, but the the Farmer's Almanac is predicting a bad winter.
Everybody's saying that to
It's like, I don't want that.
Yeah, I was up in Walmart last night, and I was buying some totes and everything, and a woman behind us were talking, and she was saying, oh, the Farmer's Almanac said this is going to be the coldest winter ever. And I'm going, well, we're in New England, of course it's going to be cold. I mean, we were blessed last winter when it was quite mild, but this time, I mean, come on folks, really, we live in New England. Let's get some snow, you know, I mean, really.
You can have my snow, Elaine, if you like snow.
Well, I don't love snow, but I like the fresh, you know, like especially like the first one.
Christmas
when it comes
time.
Down, it's just really great, you know, when it comes down, the very first snowstorm, it's just so clean.
Yep.
You know,
the air's crisp.
A blanket of snow, and it's fantastic before the plows come and it turns brown and gray
muddy.
And it sticks to your car. But I digress there. We're months and months away from a snowstorm.
Yeah, we don't want to think about that.
No, we don't want to.
But I do want to say this, that last Christmas around that time, we were having barbecue spare ribs outside in the yard. It was hot out. We were going to go in the pool.
See, I got to get Mike up there to the farmer's market. So hopefully in the next week or two, we'll get Sue up here too, his lovely wife, and they can go up to the farmer's market and have breakfast. And then you can do what I did. I had breakfast. I went to the farmer's market. I brought all my vegetables to make dinner, and then I got the ribs and I brought them home for lunch. So it's a great place, and you can you know, you help the farmers market, you help the local vendors, and that's what I love to do. Even if I like the Wheaton College kids, I spend $5 for two tomatoes. I mean, I know, I'm just saying, but it supports their cause, you know.
These are quality juicy tomatoes.
Well, they better be for $2.
Full of vitamins.
They better be for $2.50.
Packed with natural
and I have
vitamins.
To say, they were fantastic. They were hydroponically grown, and we had a conversation about that. But yeah, I mean, if you have a gardening question or something like that, those are the folks. And even the farmers will help you. You know, like if you have a question about farming, you know, like my son tries to grow corn every year, you know, and it's okay, but it really doesn't grow as high as like the farmer's market corn does. And it's just really great. And I like to go, you know, where else? There are local vendors and there are local places that grow farmers goods. And Level Acre Farm down on Highland Ave has a great variety of local grown farmers too. They have like corn and zucchini and cucumbers and all of that, so everything there too. But when the farmer's market comes, I can actually see the farmer or the local farmers there.
Meet
and
the person that actually grew the
food. Product, yeah. Yep. And they have a guy that does organic, too. We didn't even get into the organic stuff because organic, to me, I mean,
that's the best.
Oh, my God, the onions were so strong. It was like...
You were crying is like from 10 feet away from the booth, right?
Cry me a river. I do, yeah.
You know the secret to that, Elaine?
No, I don't.
You take the onion, right, and you put it in a thing of ice water. And that is supposed to somehow, I guess you could say, regulate the little sacs that are inside the skins of the onions.
Oh, really?
Because there's like a little sac in the onion with like some sort of, when you tear it open, it's got that it's like a little gas in the midst.
Yeah.
And that's what causes your eyes to tear.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you put it in cold, icy water, that'll...
Oh.
You know, you can cut them without your eyes going...
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Oh, my goodness. We're almost out of time, and we're going to wrap up the show, and we're going to leave you with Uptown Girl. But before we go, I just want to mention again, the Farmer's Market is 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. Check it out, O'Connell Field. Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by our good friend Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Hey, Paul, I got your note. Thank you so much. And we'll be out and about next Saturday. We have a repeat show, but we're on from 7 to 8 a.m. And Dave Kane, followed by Dave Kane from 9 to noon on Saturdays, too. So you've got 6 days of live programming here out and about with Elaine. I want to thank Jim Corbin for calling in, and of course Mike Caranzaro, my producer here each and every week. And I'd like to thank you, our listeners, too, for listening to Out and About. I'm Elaine the Roach. Take good care, everyone, and we'll see you real soon.